Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from MGTOW Smurf. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover an article that says this, and I quote, "New laws being proposed in Scotland could lead to men being jailed for up to 7 years if they discuss their sex lives slash conquests with their friends loudly in a public place. It's one of the new crimes that's being proposed in a consultation published by the Scottish government, with the aim of criminalizing misogyny in Scotland. Opened up to mark International Women's Day, the SNP wants to create 5 new laws designed to outlaw abusive and humiliating behavior by men. They would target only males, with females not being put under the same scrutiny. A new offense called misogynistic behavior would mean that an offender would not have to directly address the opposition sex to be found guilty. The crime includes them watching pornography while others could see it, or have loud, graphic sexual conversations about women in a public place, where they can be heard by others. Views are being sought by the Scottish government on what sanctions should be handed out for those guilty of offenses like this, with the maximum punishment being proposed 7 years imprisonment. Criminal offenses would be triggered in cases where the perpetrator perceives their victim to be a woman, irrespective as to the victim's sex or gender. Another proposed new crime would be misogynistic harassment, which would make it illegal for a man to shout sexually abusive remarks at a woman in the street, or abusive language to a girl who does not want to be chatted up. This is to help stop harassment of females at pubs and nightclubs, and also curb wolf whistles being performed to girls walking down the street. Other examples of this crime would include deliberately rubbing up against a woman in a crowded place. And another new offense of stirring up hatred against women and girls could be brought in to protect them from incel male supremacist bloggers or Andrew Tate-style personalities." Unquote. Can you see the double standards here? In Scotland, proposed laws might put you behind bars for up to 7 years for abusive and humiliating behavior towards women. But what about when women humiliate men by calling them incels, even if they aren't? That, of course, won't be considered criminal behavior. Women will, of course, still be allowed to go to girls' night out at the local bar and talk about how small a Scottish guy's pecker is behind his kilt, to his face, and if he responds back with a similar insult so that everyone can hear it, then he'll be the one that's arrested and go to prison. Women use shaming language far more than men, and if the laws change in Scotland, then they will be the only ones allowed to shame the opposite sex in public. Feminists say that they're for equality, but this shows they just want women to get special treatment. The government has done this study to punish so-called laddish behavior, but not bitchy behavior, it seems, effectively making men second-class citizens in the country their ancestors built. The new offensive misogynistic behavior laws would apply to online activities as well as men that insult trans women. But how would Scotland punish men that break their laws outside their jurisdiction? What are they going to do? Send Batman to get them? They seem to be way out of touch with reality and paid a woman £1,000 per day with taxpayer money to figure out how to punish men for our transgressions. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to men might become second-class citizens in Scotland Clown World Show. Birth rates are crashing. And if I wanted to reduce the population of the world because of impending resource scarcity, what I'd do is create a horrible situation between the sexes, to the point where they don't want to mate anymore. I'd move everyone into cities like the rats in the Rat Utopia experiments. I'm generally allergic to conspiracy theories, but what we're facing is a perfect storm between the sexes all over the world. It almost seems orchestrated. Men are increasingly feeling on edge around women at bars and other public venues. They're not feeling free to talk in the open because of the fear of 7 years in prison, which is going to make a lot of men stay home. It's going to hinder couple formation unless it's a couple of cats in a feminist apartment. As for the proposed laws in Scotland, if they go through, then I suspect that many guys will just avoid talking to women entirely out in public, and the animosity between the sexes will only grow. Women want the creeps to stop talking to them, and they aren't thinking things through too carefully if they restrict male speech and behavior because they'll start losing their orbiters. I think there's a bit of a panic in the streets from some ladies as they're starting to go online and promote themselves as being part of the trad wife movement. I'm also listening to podcasts where feminists think that they've now gone too far. I think they're starting to realize is that all they'll see in their future is a box of wine and cats. And that'll be okay if they had a little bit of attention from their beta orbiters. But even those guys are going to go away as AI creates virtual girlfriends. Then they'll start self-destructing psychologically. I find it hilarious when a woman threatens to stop talking to her husband of a gazillion years. You know, she's usually not going anywhere because if she did, she'd end up all alone and the mental illness would come. That feeling a guy gets after 6 months or a year of being single and sex-free, after he's had it for a long time on a regular basis, is probably similar to the way a woman feels if she doesn't have a simp to use as an emotional tampon after only a day or two. But women are like deer in headlights. They want the creeps to stop talking to them but somehow believe that if the proposed legislation gets passed in Scotland, that there'll be a huge lineup of chads there to listen to their psychobabble. It's not going to happen. The days of men being free friend zone therapists will fly out the door, the moment women impose creep laws in Scotland, and everywhere else to punish men for our so-called inappropriate behaviors. They want it both ways, but they can't have it both ways. In the end, they're going to lose one or the other in their attempt to police male behavior. Trying to police male behavior in Scotland so we can't share loudly and proudly how many women we've shagged is all about the devouring mother archetype. Many women that are childless by choice or barren have the need to mother grown men these days, because they don't have babies of their own to activate that part of their mental circuitry. So they make us suffer so that we knock them up. That's how it's always worked. But they have the pill now in their career, so it's impossible these days. We're stuck until they decide it's time to be barefoot and pregnant again, but they won't do that, because they're enjoying life way too much, so things are only going to get worse. What happens when the majority of parliaments in the world are female in 20 years? You really don't think those crazy haggis-eating MPs won't break ranks with their political party and vote for insane policies to police men? The majority of simps in parliament will just go along with whatever they want to keep their jobs come re-election time. That's about all I got to say on this topic. The last thing I want to talk about is a little bit of good news and hope going forward. My main Sandman channel was demonetized in 2018, but my Sandman 2 channel was monetized, but they keep putting up all my videos in limited state, even after I peel them. I put up a YouTube short video, and it was monetized somehow. So I looked at the tags, and my bad, there was a MGTOW tag inserted automatically into it. I was careful to scrub MGTOW out of the titles of my videos there, but it's still in the description. I'll have to take it out of there as well and see what happens. I'll take all the links out. At least I know that my videos can be monetized fully on Sandman 2, so it gives me a little bit of hope. But why was that MGTOW tag there? I probably put it in when I initially set up the channel 7 or 8 years ago, and I forgot, and it automatically put it into all the videos. If I can constantly get videos monetized there, I might start posting content on the Sandman 2 channel only. So subscribe at the link which is in the description if you want to listen. I started working on YouTube Shorts because I was scripting a video and thought, that's a really interesting point, and it's only 30 seconds long. I found 3 such spots in one video and thought, it's just repurposing of my old content into microdoses, and it gets in front of more eyeballs. So at the very least, I'll have the YouTube Shorts get monetized. I can probably pull at least 1 or 2 of them out of each video. Something is better than nothing, I suppose. I'm sure that it'll work out, and the moment it does, Cuck Canada will probably pull the same sort of thing that Scotland is doing and try and lock me up for 7 years for spreading so-called misogyny. We know it's all bullshit. In Scotland, it's not about policing male behavior against women. It's about demoralizing men so that we aren't a threat to the state, because we'll be so worried about saying the right words around women so we can get laid instead of focusing on our own lives. They want us sexually thirsty, not reproducing and too scared to speak about anything. Every man should fear going out to the pub with his friends and talking loudly about anything. And then the woman next to him, bitter about her cat dying that week, or something like that, decides to contact the police, because we apparently spoke about our sexual conquest when we did it. If Scotland chooses to punish men like this, then there'll probably be a lot of guys out there that have false allegations thrown their way about misogyny. Before you say that will never happen, just look at how many guys have their lives ruined by false sexual allegations. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to MGTOW Smurf for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that men will lose all interest in smashing women the more they censor our speech. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the double standards, where women get to insult men publicly, but if men do the same, we get thrown in prison away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.